Hello there out in Planet Waves land. My name is Eric Francis, editor of Planet Waves and host of Planet Waves FM and astrology teacher, here to tell you a bit about a class I'll be offering on March 21st called Astrology Tools and Power Tools, the Basic Workbench. This is a class I'll be teaching as an online teleseminar, so you can tune in by phone or by internet. And the idea of the class is to introduce the very basic tools that you need to study astrology, and I think even to appreciate astrology as kind of a fan of the subject or someone who makes use of it in your personal life. If you find yourself reading a lot of astrology websites and astrology articles, wondering what words are, what things are, how to find things out, how to figure things out, what does that mean? What do I do with that? And you would like to gain some orientation and also gain some knowledge that you can use to take forward and build with you. Or if you just think that astrology is fun, or if you think that the spiritual path is fun and would like to learn techniques for bringing that into the realm of astrology, this class is for you. It will be an awesome experience, I think, also for any astrology student and intermediate, even and advanced astrologers, because I'm going to share a lot of techniques that I have been developing and learning over the years that I just find makes the use and practice and understanding and appreciation of astrology easy. So I want to just mention a couple of the things I'm going to be covering in this class. And when I say basic tools, the first tool on my list is the blank wheel, just a simple printout of the wheel that you can make copies of. So you've got a stack of blank astrology charts with nothing written in them, and then you use them as a way to take notes. This is an awesome way to look at your own chart because you can copy it over onto the blank wheel. You can modify it. You can add points and asteroids. You can scribble on it and take notes. And the astrology wheel is also a cool way to organize your thoughts if you want a kind of a piece of lined paper that's the lines arrange the elements in a circle rather than in linear format. And so we'll look at the blank wheel. Mechanical pencil. Yes, I'm including the pencil as an astrological tool. Pencil's a great tool because you can erase with it. You don't just get stuck with the ink on the page. And I think that astrology needs to leave lots of room for, first of all, non-linear thought, which is very difficult to achieve on the computer screen, and also leave room for making mistakes so that you can erase them and you can make your glyphs nicer and you can sort the chart out the way that you want. The legend or glyph key. Every astrology program and many other astrology websites, for example, come with a glyph key. What do you do with this thing? How do you actually associate the glyph key with the glyphs in your chart? For that matter, where do you actually get a chart cast? How do you use those charts that come off of astro.com? A lot of people have cast their charts on astro.com, want to learn how to use it a little bit better, and I will help explain how to use the chart with the glyph key. Your personal notebook. This is an important thing to have. Some form of a notebook, preferably a loose leaf book with good paper in there and maybe some blank wheels included and some graph paper. And it is a way to organize your studies, organize your thoughts, and be able to keep a kind of running journal of your astrological understanding. Then there's this thing called the ephemeris. That is a book, basically, where you look up planets. I'm then going to show you how to use the online version of the ephemeris. So once we look at a book ephemeris, which will provide copies of all these materials, we will then learn how to use an online ephemeris lookup and look things up. We're going to be looking at a site called TrueNode, by John Dunn, and a site called Serenu.com by Tracy Delaney, two very, very different and extraordinary tools that complement one another absolutely perfectly because they have entirely different approaches to the material and give you enormous flexibility. And mind you, these are not difficult tools to use. Once you know what they are, it suddenly becomes very easy to use them, and you can have all kinds of fun, and you will be filling up your astrology notebook. The tarot deck. Now, you would think, wow, tarot and astrology, what have they got to do with each other? Besides everything, they've got nothing to do with each other. Tarot is one of the best tools you can use to learn astrology. I know lots of you really enjoy and appreciate the tarot, and I'm going to help you connect the tarot to the astrology. To do that, it helps to have the Aleister Crowley tarot deck. It's called the Thoth Tarot, T-H-O-T-H. You can look the cards up online, but it's kind of more fun to have the deck that you can put in your bag or in your pocket wrapped up in a nice piece of cloth, and you have a ready reference of 78 images that associate with astrological placements and aspects. That's kind of cool to have this kind of resource as a visual resource. So, for example, if you're wondering what Saturn and Sagittarius feels like, there is a tarot card for that that proposes an interpretation. So I'll be helping you use the tarot as a ready reference tool to make astrology more accessible, more visual, more conceptual, and then easier to apply. A couple of other tools, more of in the advanced line of thinking, but again, these are not difficult tools to use, but one of them is called Horary Astrology. And why it matters so much. Horary is the astrology of a question. So someone calls you up and says, I got this letter from someone and I don't know what to do. And you cast a chart and you look at the chart and you see what it looks like. The question can literally be anything. And I'm not going to teach how to do horary astrology. That's pronounced horary, by the way, H-O-R-A-R-Y. But what I will do is show you how to learn, where to go and get you sufficiently started that you can look at a horary chart and make some sense out of it, and then ask and answer your own questions. There's another tool called the Table of Essential Dignities. We all know that Mars rules Aries. Where do you find that out? You find that out on the Table of Essential Dignities. A very simple, very easy, very old tool that helps you see what planet is associated with what sign and when and why. Cool thing to use. It's a resource. I keep them taped into copies of my astrology textbooks or my personal notebook. I try to leave one handy and know how to look things up. Then there's a device called the Thema Mundi, a very old tool that is it's actually, in my opinion, the oldest document in astrology. And it is a precursor of the Table of Essential Dignities that basically says the chart of the world, which is what Thema Mundi means, has Cancer rising, the moon rules Cancer, and on we go. And it's a way of organizing the astrological system in a way that is simple and that is clear. And like all of these tools, they're designed to be things that you can refer back to, and I will teach you how to refer back to them. Whole sign houses, the oldest house system. I will describe that, talk about how to use whole sign houses. What are houses in the first place? What are the different methods of plotting houses? This class comes with a book called Whole Sign Houses by Rob Hand. I have the permission of one of the great astrologers of our time to distribute his PDF. It is a work of astrological art. It tells the history of astrology in a really fabulous way because you go back to the beginning before there was such a thing as an aspect. And you'll get a copy of that. An astrology dictionary. I will explain what you do with that, why it is that you want to know the meaning of every word, what are the good dictionaries, where do you get one. There's a corresponding tool called the Encyclopedia of Astrology, an awesome book. Those are super cheap used, and why do you want that? I'll make that clear for you. Lists of keywords. You ever go on one of those websites and they're like, these are the keywords for Chiron, these are the keywords for Pholus, these are the keywords for Saturn, but there's different websites with different sets of keywords. What do you do with those keywords? What do you do with the conflicts between them? What do you do with the things that seem to make no sense at all. Good questions. Okay, the Daily Horoscope. I learned how to do astrology by reading the New York Post horoscope. It was written at the time by Patrick Walker. Its current author, Sally Brompton, is like the Annie Oakley of mundane astrology. Annie Oakley was the girl with the gun who could shoot the clay pigeons out of the sky. That is what Sally Brompton reminds me of. She's one of the great living mundane astrologers. How do you use the most ordinary seeming daily horoscope that you get in your email box or pick up when you flip open the newspaper? How do you use that as a way to study astrology? And I would add, a very good way to study astrology. And guess what? It's free. You can get it on the internet and learn something about astrology every single day. And finally, I will explain the Sabian symbols. The Sabian symbols are a degree-by-degree set of symbols that was channeled in the 1920s or so by a guy named Dr. Mark Edmund Jones and a collaborator, Mrs. Elsie Wheeler. And the system known as Sabian symbols, again, a kind of a written picture book where every degree of the zodiac, including the degree where the sun was when you were born and your degree rising, for example, all have a degree symbol. How do you use that? What are the best books for that? What's the purpose? How do you apply this? So this is going to be a really fun survey of the most basic, well-used astrological tools. If you were to take all the tools that I just listed, which you can easily fit in your laptop case, onto a desert island, you would have enough material to perpetuate the study of astrology into the next eon of the human experience. You would have enough data, you'd have enough ideas, you would have everything that you needed. And if you're someone who likes astrology, or who studies astrology, or who is considering practicing astrology, this class will make your experience of astrology much richer, much more fun. You will have something to do with all this stuff that you learn, and then the things that you read in astrology articles will make much more sense because you will have some orientation and some ability to do the work yourself. It's not really hard. It just takes some practice. It's easier than learning how to play a musical instrument because we're so familiar with so many of the ideas, and this is the practical level. Now, I've said in the description of this class that it skips over the spiritual and psychological level, but the beauty of the practical level of astrology is that it leads so nicely to the spiritual and psychological level, and it provides a means of grounding. I think of astrology as being something that exists on the Virgo-Pisces axis of the chart. Now, there's different theories about this, but I have my concept of why this is, and that's because astrology is, in absolutely equal measure, an art that requires some knowledge and some study and some technique, and then the exact other half is about imagery, intuition, and your kind of basically imaginative process of taking that information and weaving it into a story. And my experience is, if you learn something about the basic technical end of this, which again is not hard, requires no mathematics, and it's kind of closer to mechanical drawing class where it's very straightforward, then once you have that grounding, the seemingly more mystical properties of astrology emerge and are accessible, and you know where to go for information. It's a beautiful thing. I hope you'll join me for this class again. It is going to be held on Saturday, March 21st, 2015, right after the total solar eclipse of the 20th. Probably get a few minutes to talk about that eclipse. It's going to be at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've timed it so that it will work for Europe and the United States. If you are in Australia, the class might be happening late at night, but perhaps not too late to take it. The class will be recorded. Anybody who takes the class can download it, play it as many times as you want. And finally, best of all, there will be an online email discussion group or discussion forum. And I might put it onto a private Facebook page or put it onto an email list, but in any event, an easy mode of communication where students in the class can hang out with me and with other students and have your questions answered till we move on to the next class and the next topic, which is going to be about how to do a basic astrology reading. You can do this without actually knowing that much astrology. I've got a way of teaching how to do this where I can pretty much get people going if you have the most rudimentary knowledge in one day. The class on the 21st is about gaining that basic rudimentary knowledge, how to set your desk up, how to have your notebook, and therefore how to proceed forward in a coherent way. It's a participation class. You can interrupt and ask questions. And I think it is going to be great fun and a great way to start the new season. There's a link on this page for how to sign up. You may also email me at dreams@planetwaves.net, and I will answer any questions that you may have. Thanks for listening. I hope to be there with you on the 21st. Bye for now.